Good morning. You're listening to Sharp Elbows. This is State Rep Francesca Hong. I'm joined by Nada Elmakashvi and State Rep Christina Shelton this morning. We're talking about the Economic Justice Bill of Rights. We're talking about what it's been like for us the past 90 days as new freshman legislators. And, you know, I think folks ask all the time, and I don't know, Christina, if you're getting this, like, what's it been like? How are you doing this? And going back to what we were talking about before the break and not centering ourselves, I think the only reason I've been able to do this work is because of the support and community, the encouraging words, you know, folks telling me, thank you for being in this fight, which makes me realize even more how important it is to constantly be messaging what we're fighting for so that more folks can be along with us, just be supportive, right?
Oh, 100%. I love what we were talking about before the break too, because I've made it a point to call it our office, you know, our legislation. I don't own any piece of legislation. It's our work. So anytime I see the word I, or I use the word I'm trying to shift that to an hour, because I want people to know it's part of them. But, you know, I had a constituent come in the office a couple weeks ago, and we had an artist group come in and bring in 17 pieces of original art and hang it in our office, all artists from the Green Bay area and up and coming artists, established artists. It's just incredible. And two women from this group came down and hung the art in my office. I wasn't even there. I said, go in, my legislative aide will be there. Just go in and do you. And when I walked into my office, I cried. I mean, it was so beautiful to see representation from the people in the community that we serve, that I have the honor to serve, being present in the office. And the one gentleman who did some black and white photographs of the district came down. He and I had been messaging on social media. He came down. He said, "I said, come down. I'll give you a tour. See the artwork." And he stood in the office and he said, "This is a dream come true."
Wow.
And I cry all the time. I get so emotional because it's like, first of all, I'm just humbled that he wanted to have his work in our space. Mm-hmm. And he was so humbled that he could put it there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's it for me. Like, it's the greatest honor of my life to be able to represent the people of this district. Mm-hmm. And I know I have 2 years to do it. That's what I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a given, right? I know I have 2 years, and I'm not gonna waste a single minute of that mm-hmm. time.
Democracy is beautiful and it works.
Yeah,
you know, it's like a privilege to walk into a capital that looks like ours and to be able to fight every single day. I'm wondering, you know, as a Black person, seeing the shootings of Adam Toledo and Dante Wright in Minnesota. For your Black and brown constituents, for those people that are looking for solace within politics, within their governments, within the people that are responsible for them, is there any message, you know, that you'd give them this week?
I want them to know that, you know, I see the reality of where we are. You know, when people say this isn't our country or this isn't America, it is where we are. And we have to accept that first. And I want them to know that I will fight for them every moment of every day, just as they have fought for me. And I'm never going to shy away from speaking truth to power and affirming their rights to exist. And, you know, whether that means ensuring that every piece of legislation that I sign on to or that we author closes gaps and is anti-racist, anti-oppression. But it's also showing up in community. You know, tomorrow I'm going to be going to two different rallies in right on the city deck downtown, and I'm going to show up for people. You know, I'm going to show up. If I need to be on the front lines, I'll be on the front lines. If I need to stand with them in solidarity, I'll do that too. If I need to stand behind them and give them support, leadership, it just isn't always leading from the front. And I want people to know that I'm going to show up for them.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Fran?
Well, first, that I am grieving with them, and that I know that protest and is a form of grief, that silence is a form of violence, And that I recognize our words can sound empty, and because it's the harm is just nonstop, the oppression is nonstop. But there are more and more conversation being had about moving towards systems that encourage and uplift communities to work together, to be in solidarity, and to know that, you know, those who are in the movement, you still have to rest and know that there are others who are going to fight if you choose to rest. And I know that Black and Brown folks hold so much burden and pain all the time. And I wish that were not the case. And I will continue to fight so that that can be alleviated in all of the different lanes that I can take. You know, we talked a lot about anti-Asian hate earlier. And in that conversation, there always has to be a always has to be light shined on the fact that Black Asian solidarity, we have history together. We also know that our communities are often pitted against each other. And now is a time to actually exemplify what uniting communities can look like. And we have to overcome a collective grief in order to find collective opportunity to build collective power. We can all do this, but in order to do it, it has to be a sustained effort. So take your time to rest. Know that your pain is not only valued but seen, and it will be transformed into power. And there are people in positions of power who recognize that this is the only way.
Thank you both for sharing that. I know this week has been difficult also as a staffer to know that our powers as offices are limited to alleviate all this pain. I know Savion Castro probably has gone through it too, but writing statement after statement about gun violence in a single month is exhausting, right? And it feels like we're not doing enough. But I had someone who told me, you know, the words of Rep Hong and her colleagues, it shows, it roots them in their humanity, and it doesn't gaslight, you know, a constituency into thinking that a problem doesn't exist. I'm wondering, in the last few minutes of the show, if either of you had any comments for colleagues either in Wisconsin or across the country who don't have any malicious intent, but kind of shy away from speaking truth to power, like both of you, whether it's on race or any other issue, that kind of put political expediency over acknowledging and bringing to light the struggles of their constituency. You know, how would you embolden them?
For me, and I don't know if this is an answer to your question, but when I feel afraid to say what needs to be said, I think about our past. You know, I think about people have been working towards racial justice and just justice based for hundreds of years. I mean, you think about folks marching on in Selma, right? Putting their lives on the line. People die to advance movements, to expand freedom. And what I would say to folks is to challenge themselves to realize what it took for people in the past to get us where we are today. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, where the issues that are in front of us are, people are continuing to die. The world is on fire. It is a scary time to be in leadership, but there's no better time to be in leadership, because we don't have time to not say what needs to be said. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it can be scary to be afraid to make mistakes and to say the wrong thing, but that's better than saying nothing.
Yeah. Those are beautiful words. I stan you so hard. And for our boomers out there, Stan, this means I'm such a fan of Christina Shelton, and I'm sure so much of you are as well. And before we go, happy Ramadan to all of those celebrating in Wisconsin. I'm Muslim myself, and I've been fasting. Fran has been fasting in solidarity with me, which is so cool. So no food or water from sunrise to sunset. How do you feel, Fran? Is it fun for you?
Fun is not the word I would use. Mungry, hangry, but I know that this is a great time for reflection, and I'm honored to be able to participate in this with you. So thank you so much, Nana. Awesome. Thank you, Rep. Shelton, for being here. You've been listening to Sharp Elbows here on 92.7. See you next week.